The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
It's that time of week again, and I'm joined now in studio by Garda Gráinne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Good morning, Gráinne.
Good morning, Mikhail.
So we're going to start first with a theft incident in Ards.
Yes, Garda, you're appealing for information in connection with this theft incident. It happened at Ards Friary in Creasla on Friday the 17th of October between 12:30pm and 1pm. So a man was there at the shoreline. He was taking a few photos. He left his camera sitting on the tripod and he went for a short walk only to discover it had been stolen upon his return. The items stolen were a Fuji X-T4 camera, two SD media cards, a Manfrotto 700 RC2 tripod and camera lens. So we're appealing to anybody who may have been in or around the grounds off the Friary itself with a dash cam on that date, on the 17th of October, between 12pm and 1:30pm, to make that footage available to Gardaí. If anybody can assist with relevant information, they're asked to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí on 071-985-8530. And as always, in incidents such as these, we appeal to anybody, should they come across similar type items for sale on a second-hand basis, alert Gardaí so we can check the items out.
Yeah, obviously a costly loss to the owner there. In the St Johnson area, there has been a number of criminal damage incidents.
Yes, so we're investigating a number of criminal damage incidents. These occurred in the area of Church Street, St Johnson, between 6pm on Friday the 17th of October and 8:50am on Saturday the 18th of October. So a shop sign and a front door of a house at that location were spray painted, and offensive slogans were spray painted onto the road in that area also. We're appealing to anybody who may have relevant information to get in touch with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91-67100 or the Garda Confidential Line's an option. This goes with all of our appeals today. The number for the Garda Confidential Line is 1800-666-111.
And we spoke to a resident on the show yesterday about that, and it was deeply unsettling for those living in the area, supposed to wake up to that. So, yeah, any information in relation to that. And over the weekend, staying in St Johnston again.
Yes, this is actually the same date again. Yeah, another criminal damage incident occurred in the area of Dundee, St Johnston. So between 9pm on Friday the 17th of October and 7am the following morning, Saturday the 18th, two unlocked buses were entered and a number of seats in these buses were ripped between those times. So if anybody observed any type of suspicious activity or vehicles in that area between those times, we ask them to please contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91-67-100. And if anybody was in the St Johnston area overnight between the Friday night and the Saturday morning with a dash cam, you know, if they do think that they observed anything untoward and they had a dash cam, that footage would be invaluable to us also if they would bring the camera into us.
Yeah. And moving now to the Clonmany area, a number of criminal damage incidents there as well.
Yes, so this isn't unusual at this time of year. Unfortunately, as we approach Halloween, these types of antisocial incidents are on the rise again. So Gardaí, you're appealing for the assistance of the public. In connection with a couple of criminal damage incidents, they occurred in the general Clonmany area. One of them occurred in the Riverside Park area and the other in Dunaff on Friday the 17th of October. One of these incidents occurred shortly before 9:10pm on that date and the other occurred in around 9:15pm. So it's reported that youths were throwing eggs at properties and vehicles parked at properties, and they were also spray painting walls of houses. So we're appealing to anybody who may have travelled in either of those two areas or within the general Clonmany area on Friday, October 17th, between 8:30pm and 9:30pm with a dash cam, please make that footage available to us. We're particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a silver Peugeot with UK registration plates that's believed to have been in these areas around that time. So if anybody can assist with relevant information, we're asking them to contact Buncrana Gardaí on 9320540. And you know, these are very unsettling types of incidents, particularly for people who are elderly or more vulnerable
driving
and living
alone.
And of course, yeah, it might seem like a bit of fun to the young people. And we would urge parents, please, we're not putting the blame on the parents, of course, but you know, you can't put an old head on young shoulders. But we do ask parents every year at this time of year, please speak to your young people, speak to them about the consequences, you know, should they be apprehended, being involved in this type of behaviour, but also just about common decency, about having respect for people, you know, and not torturing them in their own homes. You know, it's a bit of fun to them, but that could cause a lifetime of anxiety for somebody who's living on their own. You know, it might seem like something minor to these young people. It could be something major and have a major effect on somebody, you know, the person that lives in this house that they're targeting.
And you know yourself, if you get a knock to the door and you're not expecting it, even that, you know, unsettles you or frightens you and maybe somebody's ran off. But you know, people will fear that they're being targeted, and they're not. It's, you know, they're not being targeted for any reason, but it is that fear then.
Of course, I do think it is pretty random. At Halloween every year, you know, numbers of houses are targeted with eggs, they knock on doors, they run off. And as you say, for the person who might live alone in a house, to them, they will feel targeted. Mm. They will. They'll feel, why me? Why did they pick me? They'll live in fear that it'll happen again another night, or something worse will happen, that it could escalate. So we do ask parents, please, please speak to your young people at this time of year and speak to them about the consequences, especially of getting caught involved in this type of behaviour.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there have been reports as well in relation to bogus callers in Inishowen and Letterkenny.
Yes, so this was during the past week. We've had numerous calls. So Inishowen, I think Moville, Greencastle area, the Letterkenny area, Fawn. So these bogus callers have been encountered in various areas of Donegal over the past week. They were reported this week as they were travelling in vans, and these vans will have various types of work slogans on the vans. You know, the vans will look authentic. They will have business names and slogans and logos on the sides of their vans, and also camper vans. They were pulling up at properties in camper vans this week. They could show up in any part of Donegal. Just because they showed up this week in Inishowen doesn't mean next week they won't be in Killybegs or Donegal town. So just be aware of that, and they could be in any type of vehicle. These callers offer services such as power washing, painting, tarmacking, etc. They could be offering goods for sale such as tools, generators, and this week it was actually generators, and I suppose in light of the recent storm.
Yeah,
this
is thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So they prefer to target the more vulnerable and people who live alone. So we're advising people, please do not engage with these types of callers. Don't open your door to anybody before you're confident that you know them, that they're known to you, or that they have a genuine reason to be there. Use a chain lock for added security. These callers can be quite intimidating. They can refuse to take no for an answer. Contact Gardaí immediately should you encounter such a caller. Try to give us as much information as you can. Peek out a window. Try to get a description of the person, the registration plate. Did they turn left, right, when they turned out your gate? You know, this information is of great use to
us. And that's important that it's delivered to you straight away, because
definitely,
they could flee the county.
Yeah, because sometimes we do get calls from people the following day because they heard it happened to a neighbour. Please ring us at the time. Give us as much detail as you can so that a car can be dispatched. We do have bogus caller cards also. I haven't got that in there, but it just sprung to my mind. The bogus caller cards, there's perforated cards. You get an A4 sheet of bogus caller cards. Mm-hmm. So somebody, an elderly person, someone living alone, anybody really, you can leave these inside your front door with a pen. If somebody comes to your door, they say they're working for, I'll not name any companies, but I'm working for X company, you know, we're here to check your meter, we're here to do whatever type of work. You can tear off one of these cards, pass it out through the letterbox and say, leave your details in that card and pass it back through to me, and you know, I'll have a think about it and I'll get back to you.
That's a great idea.
If I want your services. So we do have those cards. If anybody wants one, they can call into any of the main Garda stations. We'll have those cards. Milford, Ballyshannon, Buncrana or Letterkenny.
That's a great idea.
We're asking people as well, just please pass any of the advice given today on to family members who might live alone, your neighbours, friends. If in doubt, keep them out. That's our main message today. And just on October 16th, Thursday, Gardaí received reports in relation to a man who was allegedly selling generators out of the back of his van in the Newton Cunningham area. And Gardaí went out to the scene. They spoke to this man. And upon a search of the van, they got a number of generators. They suspected that these generators may have been stolen, and they seized them. So that investigation is ongoing. So we wish to thank the members of the public who alerted us to this matter. And we ask the public, please continue to be vigilant when out and about, and always report suspicious people or vehicles to us immediately.
Mm-hmm. And that's clear evidence there of how important that is.
Exactly. That's it put into action. And as a result, you know, there was a great result out of that. And we do thank, and there was numerous calls in relation to that. But that's why we ask people, call us when it's happening. Don't tell us 2 hours later or the following day. It's important to let us know at the minute that it's happening.
Yeah. And now a new piece of legislation has come into force in relation to number plates.
Yes. So just look, this is something that I want motorist drivers to be aware of. This came into force very recently. So Gardaí can now issue fixed charge penalty notices, and it's a fine of €60. There's no penalty points attached, just the fine of €60. I say just, €60 is a good whack of money out of anybody's pocket.
And this is for both front and rear number plate, is
it? I'll just go through it here now with you. Yeah. So it's in respect of certain vehicle registration plate offences. These offences are now live. The fine can be issued from the mobility device that the guards all have. So the offences are as follows. So for no front or back identification mark, if you're missing the number plate on the front or back, you can get this fine. Mm-hmm. Front back identification mark not distinguishable. Front back identification mark not conforming, or use of an unregistered vehicle. Generally, the registration plate must consist of black numbers and letters on a white reflective background. The name of the county of registration in Irish has to be at the top of the plate. The flag of the European Community, this must comprise of 12 gold stars in a circle with the letters IRL in white on a blue reflective black background. The flag must appear on the left-hand side of the plate. No other numbers, letters or marks can appear on the plate. If anybody wants to look this up and wants to find out more about registration plates and the correct format that a registration plate should take, they can visit www.revenue.ie just to make sure that you are, you know, that your number plate's right.
Compliant with them. This new legislation, an important Business Watch seminar is taking place tomorrow.
It's taking place tomorrow night, and everybody's very welcome to join us. This is on Wednesday the 22nd, tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Dillon's Hotel. It's going to be hosted by Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce in partnership with ourselves and Garda Síochána here in Donegal. So if you attend this seminar, you will hear directly from Sergeant Fergus McGrory, the Crime Prevention Officer. He'll speak about how businesses can protect themselves in the lead up to the busy festive season. He'll give practical advice on safety, security and crime prevention. It's a valuable not to be missed evening for local business owners and for managers who want to stay informed and up to date and connected. So you can register. Details on how to register to attend can be viewed on our Facebook page or on the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. There's a number there that you WhatsApp or text if you wish to attend that.
And it could be a small thing that, you know, businesses might feel that they're, you know, fully across their security, but it could be just a small thing that they could pick up. It could make a huge difference, as you said, especially now in the run-up to Christmas. And another very important initiative is in relation to safe boxes being made available for elderly people.
Yes, so actually I was speaking to a representative from Alone at the Farmers, the wellness event there recently in the Clanry Hotel, and they have a number, Alone have a number of these key safe boxes, these boxes that you affix to the wall outside your property, you know, with the PIN number that you insert the code. You put your key, your house into that box, and you can give trusted people, family members, the code to the box to gain access to your home. So the fear is really, I suppose, we had a bit of a discussion about this. He feels, and I felt we agreed on this, a lot of elderly people are leaving their door ajar, they're leaving the door open because maybe they have a home help due in at 11, right. They might have another one due in at 4 or a carer or whoever, you know. So they're leaving their door ajar. Maybe they're not able to get out of the bed to keep opening and closing the door. Maybe, you know, it's just to save multiple trips to the door. So they're leaving the door ajar. That's not the safest thing, you know, especially coming into the darker evenings now. And we want to keep everybody safe. So just we had this discussion about these key safe boxes, and I asked, would I alert people to this? They have a number of these that can be given out free of charge to anybody that wishes to get one. They can affix it to the front of the house, put the key into it. The carers can then let themselves in and out. You know, it's safe. They can leave the door locked behind them. And just for crime prevention basis, really, you know, it's safer for everybody. And these are free of charge, readily available. We have a contact number here for Alone. If anybody wants to contact Alone, even on behalf of a family member, you know, they can do that and get one of these boxes for them. So Alone can be contacted via their Facebook page. You can send them a message on there. You can email them at hello@alone.ie or by phone on 0818 222 024 if you wish to get one of these key boxes for yourself or for a family member or friend.
Yeah, and I suppose keeping people safe and providing that peace of mind to these elderly people as well. You know, as you said, they might have to leave the door open, but if they have one of these key safe boxes, they have that peace of mind.
Yeah, because they might be anxious themselves about leaving the door ajar, so it'll give them peace of mind and added bit of security for them. Yeah.
And another bank holiday coming up now this weekend, Grania, and I suppose we're urging everybody to take care on the roads.
Yes, it's our usual road safety appeal for the bank holiday weekend that's coming fast. So Gardaí will be out this weekend. They'll conduct high visibility patrols and checkpoints right across the Donegal Division. And we're appealing to everybody, as always, please drive safely. Don't drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Slow down, wear your seatbelt. Don't use or hold a mobile phone while you're driving. The results of drink and drug driving and or speed can be devastating. Just leave your phone well out of reach. You know, put your phone on silent or put it into the glove compartment if you're undertaking a journey. Keep temptation out of reach, really, is the message. Don't ever take unnecessary risks on the roads. The clocks are going to go back on Sunday, October 26th. We're urging all pedestrians and cyclists to please wear your high-vis vest. I actually met a lady on the road this morning and it was dark. It's strange now coming into work in the morning, it's so dark.
Yeah.
But I was dropping the young ones to school too on the way in, and I was commenting to them how easy it was to see the lady. You know, Had she not had that hay-vis on, it was a windy, dark road. Yeah. It made all the difference. So we're asking people, please wear a hay-vis. It's an easy thing to do. It'll take you 2 seconds to put on. It could save your life.
And because you do get a fright yourself whenever you see someone, you know, because you think I could have easily hit them if they're not wearing the hay-vis.
Most definitely. And, and that's very possible, so ensure that you're highly visible to drivers at all times. And we have a number of hay-vis vests available in Letterkenny. Anybody at all is free to call in. They're free of charge. Come and collect one. And Halloween's fast approaching. Please don't hesitate to contact us if you need our assistance in the run-up to Halloween. There is a rise in antisocial incidents over the past few weeks, egg throwing, fireworks reports, things like that. Please do call us if there's antisocial behaviour occurring in your area, or contact us for any reason. We can be contacted on a 24/7 basis in Letterkenny on 9167 100, Buncrana on 9320540, Milford on 9153060, or Ballyshannon 071 985 8530. And as always, call 999 or 112 in the event of an emergency. And I think that's an important one too, just for parents. When you are speaking to your young people, just alert them to the fact too, there's always a rise in calls to the 999 service in the lead up to Halloween and round that, you know, round those few weeks leading up to Halloween. And really and truly, you're taking an emergency service. If you're out lighting a bin on fire, or you're doing something that requires the fire brigade to call out, or an ambulance service, you're taking that vital service away from somebody who could be struggling to breathe. They could be trapped in a car in a collision. You're taking that emergency service away from them. You know, it's something to make young people aware of too, that they may not think of. Just make them aware of that.
Yeah, they think it's a bit of fun, but
they do. They might just realise the greater consequences of their actions. Yeah. So we're just wishing everybody, look, have a lovely bank holiday weekend and stay safe, whether you're on the roads or off the roads.
Garda Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 912-6025.